This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Newly inducted ministers and Conrad Sangma cabinet in Meghalaya received portfolios. Prime Minister Narendra Modi scheduled to visit Arunachal Pradesh on Monday. Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan initiative launched in all Northeastern states. And Chief Minister Nipoiru launches Enhancing Landscape and Ecosystem Management Nagaland project. And now the news in detail. 8 newly inducted ministers in the Conrad Sangma-led cabinet in Meghalaya have received key portfolios. MPP legislator Timothy D. Shira will oversee tourism, agriculture and fisheries, while Wildlat Miki Shila has been given health and family welfare, sports and youth affairs, and home of passport. Swathini Sotum of MPP will handle community and rural development, general administration and secretariat administration. Brenninge Sangma takes charge of border area development, excise and home, civil defense and home guards. From the UDP, Medba Lingdo gets power, water resource, taxation, textiles, while Lakhman Rumbui will manage education, revenue, IPR and law. BJP Sanbo Shulai will oversee animal husbandry, arts and culture and legal metrology. Mithuri is the car of HSPDP, is in charge of food, civil supplies, labour, registration and cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to visit Arunachal Pradesh on Monday and lay the foundation for several key infrastructural projects. Mr. Modi will virtually lay the foundation for the 2,000 kilometres long Frontier Highway project from IG Park, Itanagar. The highway is expected to improve border connectivity and support national security. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation of the Tato Hydroelectric project in Shiyomi district. He will also launch the second phase of the Vibrant Village program to provide road connectivity, telecom and television services, and electrification to 122 border villages. These villages include 67 along the India-Myanmar border and 55 along the India-Bhutan border. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan initiative. In line with this, Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurated the state-level program at the Government Medical College and GBP Hospital campus in Agartala. Dr. Saha appealed to the citizens, particularly mothers, to remain mindful of their health and utilize the free screening and medical services provided through this campaign. He noted that mothers are central to family well-being and a healthy mother ensures a healthy family, village and state. The Chief Minister said the objective is to raise awareness among women about conditions such as anemia, breast, cervical and oral cancer and sickle cell anemia, while also ensuring access to timely treatment. Between 17 September and 2nd October, the Tripura government will organize 158 health camps, 7,231 awareness programs and 40 blood donation camps. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar yesterday launched the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan at Raj Bhavan in Shillong. The governor highlighted Meghalaya's commitment to women's health and maternal empowerment, aligning with the center's goal of ensuring healthier families and stronger communities across the nation. The program was rolled out simultaneously across Meghalaya with events held in Khasi Hills, Garo Hills and Jaintia Hills. In eastern west Khasi Hills, the launch took place at U Tirot Singh Memorial Civil Hospital, Mairang. Local member of District Council Equator Nongrang urged women to prioritize their health for nation building. The event also witnessed the inauguration of a new ambulance to enhance patient transport in remote areas. In West Garo Hills, the campaign was launched at the District Maternity and Child Hospital, Tura. The program included cancer screening, checking for TB and mental health, nutrition counseling and blood donation. In July, State Health Minister Wildlat Miki Shila inaugurated the initiative at the 100-bed MCH hospital, Panaliyar. He stressed the urgent need to address maternal health complications in Meghalaya, which remain higher than the national average. Chief Minister Nipoiru yesterday launched the Enhancing Landscape and Ecosystem Management Element Nagaland project. The initiative seeks to restore and strengthen Nagaland's landscapes, enhance climate resilience, support livelihoods and foster community-led development. Mr. Ryu highlighted the project as a significant milestone in restoring, conserving and sustainably managing Nagaland's resources. Funded by the World Bank, Element Nagaland project will be implemented over 5 years in 225 villages across 16 districts. Horticulture Minister Salhotu No Kruso showcased Nagaland's vast horticulture potential at the National Conference on Agriculture Rabi Campaign in 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. Highlighting various horticulture crops grown organically, she emphasized Nagaland's efforts to become the Kiwi State of India. Ms. Kruso urged the central government to establish centers of excellence to enhance the Kiwi initiative as well as for floriculture in Nagaland. She also shared proposals for a Nagaland State Horticulture Park, Horticulture College, and promoting horti tourism. The minister further emphasized upon the need for more link roads to improve supply chains and reduce the burdens on farmers. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla launched the national First 75 campaign at Raj Bhavan in Imphal yesterday. He also launched different initiatives taken up by the state government, including Government Connect Manipur, an online platform where citizens can lodge grievances, thus fostering transparency and responsive governance. The other initiatives launched by the governor were projects related to strengthening Manipur Milk Union, supported by National Dairy Development Board, Residential Skill Development Program and Services and Portals of Manipur Transport Department. He said that the campaign builds on existing government schemes in a more cohesive and campaign-driven format to maximize public participation. Mr. Bhalla said that this campaign brings focus and energy and encourages citizens to actively contribute to the development of Manipur. The Shillong Airport yesterday observed Yatri Seva Divas with cultural programs, welfare initiatives and inauguration of new passenger-friendly facilities. Arriving passengers were greeted with flower and traditional hospitality, followed by Kashat Sinrai folk dance performance. New amenities launched included a kids zone, library, workstation area and AVSAR, an outlet for local artisans. The airport also organized quiz and painting competitions, free health checkups for travelers and taxi drivers, and a blood donation camp. Airport Director Rajiv Ranjan said that the celebration highlighted the airport's commitment to passenger comfort, cultural promotion, and community welfare. The Composite Regional Center for Skill Development, Rehabilitation, and Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, Shillong, in collaboration with the West Jaintia Hills District Administration and District Social Welfare Office, organized the third Purple Fair at Jwai yesterday. The fair, inaugurated by Meghalaya Health Minister Wadlad Miki Shula, was attended by over 764 participants, including 389 persons with disabilities. It featured 33 stalls showcasing handmade products, crafts and services by differently abled persons. The Office of the Deputy Commissioner, East Khasi Hills, in coordination with the Office of Zilla Sainik Welfare Officer, will conduct a daily physical endurance training for all candidates from the district who have successfully cleared the common entrance exam for Agnivir Indian Army, held in July this year. The training will commence from the 22nd of this month at the Malki Presbyterian Secondary School Playground, Shillong. Interested candidates can report to the ground at 6 a.m. on 22nd September. The 12th Northeast Zone Shooting Championship Rifle Pistol 2025 concluded successfully in Aizawl yesterday. Championship witnessed showcase of talent, resilience and sporting spirit displayed by shooters from across the Northeast. The championship concluded on a high note, bringing together some of the finest shooters from across the region and the armed forces. The championship saw 258 participants representing different states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Mizoram, Meghalaya, Nagaland, and including the Army Marksmanship Unit and the Assam Rifles Marksmanship Unit. And before the end, the news, the headlines once again. Newly inducted ministers and Conrad Sangma cabinet in Meghalaya received portfolios. Prime Minister Narendra Modi scheduled to visit Arunachal Pradesh on Monday. Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan initiative launched in all northeastern states. Chief Minister Nipurio launches Enhancing Landscape and Ecosystem Management Nagaland Project. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.